1367, your feel-good station. Joining me for Tech Talk, Trevor Long, EFTM.com. In Vegas last week, Trevor, tough.
Yeah, it's a tough life, but someone's got to do it. I mean, on behalf of you and all your listeners, I do travel the world looking for these latest gadgets and gizmos and news, but someone's got to do it. I appreciate the support that everyone gives me.
Well, that's amazing. And, of course, Amazon. Amazon, what?
Yeah, I went with Amazon. They have a thing called Remars, is the name of the show. And it's kind of strange. It's about robotics, machine engineering, machine intelligence, artificial intelligence, machine learning, and space. Now,
space.
Artificial intelligence stuff was cool. You know, Amazon, Alexa getting smarter. They're going to send Alexa to the moon, all these kind of cool things. But I stumbled across a thing called the Orbital Reef. Now, I didn't realize they're going to discontinue this International Space Station. It's going to come crashing down into the South Pacific in 2031. And
okay.
It needs to be replaced by something so all those science experiments can continue up there. And one of the bidders for this is the Orbital Reef, part of the Jeff Bezos Blue Origin group of companies. But what blew my mind when I did this virtual tour of this thing was there's room for tourists.
Tourists?
So the thinking is the next space station we could go to.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
I would not knock back a weekend in space. I'll give you the tip.
I'm just trying to get my head around the idea of some of the selfies that are going to come out of this.
Could you imagine? I mean, the curvature of the Earth is a thing that only very few people get to see. And so the idea of being able to see that and float around and just, you know, enjoy, maybe it'll only be 12 hours, maybe it'll be a day or two. I don't know. You see a sunrise and a sunset every 90 minutes. You'd see the planet from a different perspective than ever. I think that given this thing will start in 10 years and then probably, you know, another 10 after that before they do tourism, I'm keen for this to be the way I spend my kids' inheritance.
Yes, space tourism. It's definitely a thought. Hey, look, just saying about selfies, when it comes to smartphones, is it a case of, you know, what you spend is what you get? There's no such thing as a cheap phone that's a good phone, because obviously there's not, according to Nokia.
No, for the most part, you do get what you pay for. There's no doubt. I mean, when I tell you about this Nokia G21, it's a $299 phone for $300. It's not comparable to an iPhone at $1,200 or $1,800. It's not comparable to a Samsung or an Oppo at $1,500 either. But it is comparable to anything in the $500, $600, $700 range, because at that price, you're getting a good camera, you're getting a good screen, you're getting great battery life. 3 days battery life, 3 years of software upgrades, and, 3 year warranty. This is really, really fantastic quality and value. I think that this is a great first phone for teenagers. It's a great phone for people like my mum who don't need all the great features. And if you're rocking a 5, 6, 7-year-old phone, this is perfect for you too. The Nokia G21. Our review and all the details and sample photos up at EFTM.com.
Again, $299, 3 years of updates, 3 year warranty.
Yeah, and a 3 day battery life.
And a 3 day petrol.
Not something to be shunned at, that's for sure.
No, so true, so true. Hey, look, do you know anyone, or if anyone knows anyone who's into gaming, PlayStation just added a little bit more to their monthly subscription, as well as more costs.
So for $12 a month now, you don't just get online gaming, you get access to a few actual new games to stream. But then they also think, well, why don't you pay some more? So for $19 a month, you can now get some cracking big titles like Red Dead Redemption, NBA 2K22, Marvel Spider-Man. So you're basically paying a subscription to get the latest games, which is very, very cool. And then for $22 a month, you can get all that plus a bunch of really exciting classic games. So just a word of warning to anyone that has PlayStation Plus on their credit card, keep your eye on that for the next few months. You don't want the person who's using the PlayStation to up the price without letting you know.
Yeah, thank you, Trevor. I'm sure that there's teenagers all around Australia that will be thanking you for making that point too. Look, Trevor, great to catch up with you. We'll do it again next week.
Cheers, mate.